So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked gentlemen.
Hola!
Positive Friday.
It is a positive Friday.
And on that note, so shameless plug, I am very grateful to work with an amazing rescue organization. It's called Evergreen Pug Rescue.
You're supposed to say it rhymes with Severgreen Nug Rescue. But fine, you blew it.
I'm not smart enough. They have an adoption event up in Marysville. But anyway,
do you only deal with pugs though?
Pugs and pug mixes.
Is that because they're problematic dogs? I mean, is it specific to that breed for a reason?
It's just what people's passion is.
All right, okay, fair enough. Well, that's all you need.
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing. It's just pugs.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying, pugs only.
Yeah. I know, I'm looking at the website. Like, I get it, but it's like, just pugs.
Yeah. That dog's not allowed here, man. Just pugs.
Yeah. So, anyway, it's run by amazing people. So they put out an all-call. It's like, hey, someone needs a prescription picked up in Puyallup. I live in Tacoma, and taken to the person's house in Gig Harbor. I'm like, I got this. So I started at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm still on the road. I won't get to Gig Harbor until about 4:15.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh.
Because one of the prescriptions is for has codeine in it. So you have to have a paper prescription with a signature. The vet that saw that dog previously is not working in Puyallup today. They're up in Bellevue. So I've gone Tacoma, Puyallup, Bellevue, and now hopefully Gig Harbor.
Now, did you know that you're going to have to go on this trek before you volunteered?
I was thinking it's just going to be Puyallup and then Gig Harbor.
Yeah.
But I have the day off today.
You did.
I'm going to listen to an amazing radio show.
Oh, yeah. Man, I got a terrible.
Tune back to us when you're done with that one.
Did you also pick up the Jolly Ranchers and the Sprite?
I did not. Dang it.
This is just going to have to do the codeine regular.
Right.
See, okay.
But the prescription is for the dog.
Yes.
But because it has codeine, you still have to get the signature, because their fear, of course, is that you're going to pop the dog pills to get high.
Exactly.
All right. So how much longer do you think? You said about 4:15 is when you'll get to Gig Harbor.
Yep.
And do you know the person that you're doing it for, or is it just a customer of the Evergreen Pug Rescue?
So I met them, I might have met them at our last event that we had. I don't recognize them by name. I'm more of a face person, so.
Okay.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What kind of events does the Evergreen Pug... do you have, like, mixers? Are we going on hikes with pugs? Yeah. Like, I'm just imagining all these pugs playing poker or something.
Yeah, so in October, we had a Monster Mash Pug Bash, so it was held at a brewery in Tacoma.
All right.
And then a couple weekends ago, we were up in Arlington at the... Stillaguamish.
I was gonna.
What?
No, that's what. I got a terrible story about a pug.
Oh no.
Okay, look. I'm not gonna say his name. Do. Yeah, I know, but this is the honest to God truth. I have a buddy of mine. He's on his third pug rescue. Okay.
Okay.
So he's got two right now. Now the first one. Speaking of the Stillaguamish River. Okay, so he gets this pug, and one of the first. I told you the story today.
No, I just know this is going to be bad.
Nothing about this is going to be bad.
All I know is a river and a pug.
Now, he waited for this. He waited to get this dog for months, okay? This is terrible, all right? So I don't know if
the dog's named Sunshine?
No. Sunshine lived. This dog didn't. Or maybe he swam to freedom. I don't know. So he's walking this dog.
Or maybe it swam to freedom.
He's walking this dog at a trail in the Stillaguamish River, all right? The dog is curious about the river. It goes down there. I think the dog did not want to leave the riverbank.
Yeah.
So he was kind of tugging on the chain or on the leash a little bit just to get him up the hill and get him off the water because it was the rapids are pretty fast. So when he pulls, the collar comes off.
Oh, no.
With the leash, and the pug goes sliding into the river, and that was the last he saw of him. He ran down the river trying to find the dog.
This is your pug story.
He was tore up. Yes, he was tore up.
I bet he was.
Well, he only knew the dog for like a week.
Positive.
He only knew the dog for like a week, and I'm like, how did this happen? He's like, I don't want to talk about it. And then he finally broke down and told me. He did get two more pugs.
Good.
I'm hoping that this pug found a... It was cold. I'm hoping that
you're trying to tell us it may have swam itself.
Think it found freedom somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Maybe climb back out of that river.
Is he still on there?
Yeah, man.
Yes, I am.
I'm looking at your website, the Evergreen Pug Rescue. You said pugs?
I swear to
God. And pug related dogs?
Yeah.
So they got one up here.
What? Pug mixes. Basically.
Pug mixes. But Bandit here, it just says pug. And Dad is the milkman.
Oh,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, we don't judge the moms. Yeah. Come on now.
Well, it's hard to tell.
Hey, Bruno, look at that guy.
He's right a little bigger. Yeah.
My name is Bandit.
Yeah.
Well, good.
So I guess you guys do adoptions as well?
Yeah. Okay. We do. So.
Okay. Well, you know what, man? That's very admirable. That's great work.
Yeah. Jim.
Just don't take it hiking.
Don't give them to Miles's buddy.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
The whole thing slipped off.
Well, okay, so again.
That makes it worse.
Wait, look. The dog is down by the river.
Right.
It is a river bank, so there's kind of a slope, okay? My buddy's kind of up on the hill more so than down by the water. The dog just wanted to check out the water.
Sure, he did.
Now, when he's trying to get the dog with the leash, he's kind of pulling it to get it back up off the off the bank because he's too close to the water. And when he pulls the leash,
it just
the collar comes off the top of its head because it was too loose. And then and then he starts running down the riverbank. This is horrible.
Wait, did he chase it at all?
Yes. For like a mile. Trying to see if
this
he can find it.
This is terrible, man.
I know it is terrible. We should not be laughing at this.
We should not.
But I still like.
They already have breathing issues, man.
I know that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I started laughing.
I don't know if they're the best swimmers either.
Because no, we're talking about
probably
puck.
Not. No.
Just no. A freaking potato in the river, man.
Oh, my God. It's really happened. I swear to God.
Oh, my God.
We're not doubting you. It's just bad.
I'm really having a hard time not saying
this
his name.
This is like Milo and Otis, except yeah. for Otis didn't make it.
Did he say, like, whether or not he still sees the dog when he's chasing it down the river? Or
you know what? I didn't want to continue the story because it was just like.
Did you get more upset?
He only had the dog for a week.
I know.
So, when he's telling the story, I'm just like, because he used to bring, he brings the dogs into the bar, right?
Did he have a birthday? Did he have a birthday recently?
No.
All right, okay, not that so guy. Not that guy.
Okay. No. This is another guy I know. But he ended up getting two more, and they're very nice pugs that he has now. This has been years ago.
Goes nowhere
this
near the
been,
river.
This has been years ago that yeah. this happened. But I mean, like,
he doesn't even let him look at water.
It was one of those things where I needed to tell someone immediately who knew him about this because I could it could only happen to him.
Right.
Like, he's the guy. It's like, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. I just cannot. I could just see him running down the riverbank.
Bandit, no!
With an empty leash and chain.
That's terrible.
In a backpack. I know it is, man. I'm sorry. Oh, that's the story. That's just what happened.
Poor sucks.
Poor dog. Probably back.
Oh my God.
He's probably just run as fast as he can for miles.
Oh my God.
I know.
Man.
I know we should not be laughing.
Jesus Christ.
That is. It's been years ago. I'm sure maybe the dog swam to freedom. I'm
sure.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, that's what happened.
He's eating nothing but free dog treats and raw hide bones, man. Right. Right across that rainbow bridge.
Yeah. Was he up in like Darrington or Arlington?
He was in, Swamamish River.
Oh, so not, well, the Stillaquamish. I know it. I've had a lot of great times in the Stilly up in Darrington.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't drown.
Well, apparently the current was whipping that day, too. So that's one of the reasons he wanted to get the dog off the side of the river because the current was coming up. It was either in the fall or the spring.
So, yeah. Oh, man.
The river was too fast.
Call it with your pug stories. That poor guy called from a pug rescue.
Like, and Miles was like,
oh,
I got a pug story.
Well,
as soon as he
story.
Said the river, he said the river. So I'm like, that's the river where the dog went in.
Tell you a pug that needed rescue up there on the river.
Oh my God. He's like, we're looking at the bald eagles, blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know.
That bald eagle was looking at that pug
in the
water,
I feel like your buddy was just tempting this pug with danger.
Well, the pug wanted to go down to the river.
Right, but if I would not... If
my
I had
kids want to put a fork in an electric socket to him, but just stop
him. You know when your dog is got its eyes on something and you try to pull
right.
He doesn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, look, it was just the angle of it. When he pulled the leash...
That'll teach him.
The collar popped off the top of his head and he's gone.
And slipped.
He's gone. Because he's doing the tug-of-war thing, too.
Right.
He's trying not to go up that hill. And as soon as
it's like letting go of
as
the
soon
rope.
As the tension's gone.
Right. Thump. Damn.
This is not funny.
I know it's not. It's just what happened. I mean, I'm not telling you to laugh about this. Ted's not laughing.
Oh, man. Ted laughed before you told the story because somehow he already knew.
I knew. Just your reaction when he said Stillaquamish.
Oh, man.
Right, I spent summers in that Stilly. I never heard Miles say anything about the Stilly. But then with pugs, I just started laughing. Like, they can't breathe already. It's ain't going to end well.
No.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.